Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast, season 4, episode 24. Yes, it is another clip show. We are not quite back from our holiday break just yet, but the good news is we will be recording a new episode on Tuesday, January 14th, with a new episode being released on Friday, January 17th. So the wait is almost over. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed last week's bloopers show. And this week we have a little bit of a show that I'm calling the bonus clips from the bonus clip show. As you may or may not be aware, the patrons that contribute at the $5 or more level a month have access to Facebook group. They also have access to these bonus clips. So these are the clips that are cut out every month. We have, I think I went through 4 or 5 hours worth of shows from the last year and just selected a couple of clips, some that I particularly enjoyed. And I wanted to put them out there to entice some of you, maybe now that holiday season is over, to join us and become a patron. So if you're interested, if you like what you hear, go to patreon.com/jandjack, or you can go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. So without further ado, let me get into some of these clips. This is the only time you'll hear from me. I'll put the little blooper noises in between each clip so you'll know when you're starting to hear something new. This is the setup of each clip and then the reactions that we have afterwards, so you get a full feel of what these bonus content shows are like. And they're usually about 30 minutes each. Sometimes if we don't have that many clips, we play a fun game. Other times we've got, you know, a half hour worth of clips, so we discuss them and talk about them and laugh about them. So I hope you enjoy. Like I said, there's tons more clips where these came from. And I do feel like I do need to, one last pitch, mention that the clips that are not included are probably what are some of the best clips, which includes that infamous Miranda Lambert clip in which I just go off on Miranda Lambert without breathing for like 2 minutes. Sorry, but that is always going to be a premium-only clip that you're going to have to join. If you do join and go to the backlog, it's from March 2019's episode. There's also when I found out that Jay got us Lizzo tickets and that a whole thing that happened, which was hysterical. If you listen to the bloopers show, there was a talk about Amanda's neighbors and the cats, and we start singing Dave Matthews. That was all from one giant clip, and there's actually a hysterical sing-along that happens after that. Oh, hello, Zach just joined me in the studio. Say hi, Zach. Okay, he doesn't want to because it's 6 o'clock in the morning, so why is he awake? And finally, there's another one about us comparing pickles, and again, that's from November 2019. You will have to become a patron to hear that. All right, I have talked for a minute longer than I planned to, so I'm going to go. We will see you on the 17th. All right, on that note, peace out, everybody. See you soon.
Oh, no, my God, that's so cute.
It is. He's still sitting up and screaming, so it didn't work. Okay, more bonus content.
Can you see this cat, what he's doing? He's rubbing his like canine tooth on the side of my hand. It's kind of gross.
You know, I was like, Captain, you do you. You are telling your mother who is the captain now.
Yeah, it kind of feels like he's like sharpening his teeth on my body. No, stop. It's really gross. Don't do it. I don't like it. Okay, you don't have my consent.
All right, so that's the end of the first one. As you
can see. Oh my God, I feel like I had all the same reactions the second time around, and it was just delightful. I love everything about that clip.
Well, in pod form, what you don't see is that like you could actually see it in our Google Hangout. You could actually see his little cat face like on my hand. Like, it, mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah,
it was. It was a moment.
It was a moment. So it's, yes, it started with babies and ended with cats. And that's pretty much, you know, what 2018 to 19 has been so far for the broadcast.
Pretty much.
But anyway.
On brand.
Yeah, on brand. So that was just a little look behind the scenes at some of the stuff that gets cut out. And then you can see why when I say we record for like an hour and 40 minutes, but the show is an hour and 20 minutes. It's because there's a lot of that stuff that comes out. That's what she said. moving on, this was a clip that probably would have made it into the bloopers, except it was a little bit too long for that. And we just got kind of tongue-tied. And I believe the context of it, where it comes in, was we had some kind of maybe probably like political article or something, and I don't know. We're just going to take it in from there. I'm sure just by saying that, it will probably make more sense. Okay, go. Hashtag Mike, you can share your shitty thoughts on that. Not your shitty thoughts. I was going to say you can share your shit on that. But you can share your thoughts on
share your shots. Share your shots on Sean. Share your thoughts on that shit.
Yes, that's exactly.
And then we'll take shots.
You can share your thoughts on
that
shit.
Or tequila.
Shit. Yeah, and we'll take the
not
shots,
good.
The three T's, three shots, yeah. While talking about abortion. Okay, well, I guess we were talking about abortion. Or something.
Oh my God, I love these. Is that weird?
Not at all.
No. Good. Okay. Moving on. The next clip was pretty much led by Shandy in a discussion on the proper spelling of email. Here we go. Yeah.
So I would like to add, just for the listeners, because they can't see this email, I particularly like that Gott wrote the word email as e-mail.
Yeah.
And what's funny to me is that the computer is picking that up with a red squiggly line saying that it's misspelled. I know that was the original spelling. But
mine isn't.
Oh, mine is. Mine's
mine is.
I think no. I've hit ignore so many times that it now realizes that I'm like, no, this is how I spell email. So shut up.
You spell it that way too?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I think I do sometimes too. Not all the time.
You really need that dash?
I mean, not all
the
time.
I like dashes. Big fan. It's one of my favorite bits of punctuation, the dash.
The dash, the other dark punctuation.
See, I was going to say this was like a generational thing, but I guess it's just me. Never mind. And everyone else, because the computer does officially think that this is incorrectly spelled.
Okay.
I am just Gen X at heart.
Anyway, to get us back on track.
Yeah, back on track. Okay. So the best part about this clip is that there was a conversation or a comment in the actual episode, after this episode came out, about the spelling of email. And I feel like it was Scott Eric or somebody said it. And I just remember being like, oh, just you wait. If you only knew. All right. So let's get started. Our first clip is called Make Sure They're Clean. It's from episode 242. And here we go. But I also was walking back to my car after a work thing a couple of weeks ago. And it was like some like cocktail hour kind of like thing. And I was probably parked 4 or 5 blocks away from where it was. And I ended up like feeling creeped out by a dude that was walking behind me, and I called like Jay and was like, hey, let's just stay on the phone. I want to make it home to our children, but you know, you got bath time, right? In case I die, cool. Just make sure they're clean. um All right, so that was our first clip. You guys, we all told you, Amanda and Shani, you guys told this creepy flight home subway, and then I was
creepy
like,
dude stories,
And as I was doing, doing that, I was like, I don't really need to, like, this adds nothing because, you know, you guys got it covered. So I'll just cut it out. And here it is. And a lot of
they're clean.
Please, please, if nothing else.
That always amazed me when we listen back to these and, like, I hear current me and, like, past me making the same reaction at the same time. Yeah. It's very surreal and it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I also kind of love it. I'm a creature of habit. Good to know.
Good to know. But, okay. Cool. So that was clip one. Clip two is called... So sometimes I realize that a lot of these are always me heavy, and it's not because I'm narcissistic. It's because I actually think that I talk way too much, and I cut myself out of a lot of the regular episodes, and I always love what you guys have to say. So by default, there's not really generally always a lot of, you know, extra. And I felt like I needed to explain that because, you know.
I love your stories.
Yes.
Okay. So this next clip is called "The Joke Kinda Lost Me." It's another quick little quip from episode 342. Before we do, let's thank the patrons because, as we were just talking about, like 30 seconds ago. No, like 10. No, not even 10. Well, I guess 30 now because I'm talking a lot. But like, anyway. I was going somewhere and then, you know, I'm not very succinct, so the joke kind of lost me. Bloopers.
That's got to be a patron level where you just have a conversation with yourself.
No, I frequently do.
I would listen to the shit out of it.
Totally.
I do have a lot of conversations with myself. I do it at work too, where I'm freaking like, just talking to myself, guys.
Oh, it was so good.
It's like, you know how some people are like, you know, I don't, you know, I'm, you know, not comfortable in situations. I don't talk unless I have something to say. I don't talk a lot. And I'm always like, man, I can talk to anyone, including myself.
I don't think that's a bad skill to have. You're never bored. You're never lonely if you can talk to yourself.
That's true. I don't even need beer. I can just do it
all day long.
That's what she said.
The first clip is called "I Have to Go Potty Right Now." Here we go. They had told me to take stool softeners because the hydrocodone that they gave me, you know, would slow everything down. So I was doing that, but I wasn't having a bowel movement. So finally, I was so miserable on Friday night that I sent Jay to Walmart and I took 3 separate laxatives. Like, the shit is literally coming out of me tomorrow, because if that is what it's going to take, that is what it's going to take. And yes, I shit like 5 times on Friday, Saturday. Like, when I was reading to Zach, and I was like, Zach, I have to go potty right now. Like, and I'm really sorry about this.
Like a little role reversal.
Yeah. Right. The only difference in that role reversal is, unlike Zachary, I told him when I had to pee.
And hopefully didn't shit your pants.
Hopefully made it.
That clip is so on brand. I just love it.
It definitely works better as a bonus clip now that I know that people that I work with are listening to this. So
yeah.
Our next clip is called "Nobody Needs a Backup of the First 10 Minutes." And it is, yes, it is about the first time we realized that GarageBand was all kind of jacked up. Here we go. This is definitely going to be an Instagram clip.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to. Don't you worry.
It's at 40 minutes in. I guess it started at like 38 minutes
in. I'm going to write that down.
All right.
I bet you didn't stop. Oh yeah, no, never mind.
It
never
was
mind.
Not
that
from
was
19.
Be a dumb comment.
It was not from 19 minutes in, though. Sadly, that could have been yeah. fucking perfect. So go to like 38 minutes in.
Yeah.
We started recording in 20 minutes late.
Yeah, I saw. Late. Saw like little.
Who needs a backup of the first 10 minutes? Nobody cares.
You don't talk about anything important in the first.
No,
10 minutes.
No, it's like fucking Shandy's nylons. Who gives a shit?
Roe gives a shit. That's who gives a shit. She's got my back.
I like how we're like snort laughing there.
We crack ourselves up.
So funny. So funny. All right. This first clip is called Nobody Wants a Clean Version. That's V-E-R-S-I-O-N, not clean virgin. In case my sickness and my accent is throwing people off. Okay. Nobody wants a clean version. Here we go. Shandy, I'm going to give you an uninterrupted platform to re-sing that one more time, knowing that it's going to be a temporary.
You just take that cut that I
No,
just
we're going to do it again. A temporary. Go for it.
See, can't do it on cue now.
One, two.
Now I'm going to get nervous.
Two, three, four.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, but we already have it, right? Like, it's already there.
But it might not be clean. I want to make sure it's clean.
If it's not clean, then I'll send you one. How about that? When there aren't a bunch of people watching.
That's true. We can do it after we stop recording.
I think I'd...
All right, fine, whatever. You know. All right. Next
I don't know.
Question.
I got nervous.
Stage fright. It's okay. Happens
Next
to the
question.
Best of us.
Christy is saying it was organic.
My singing. Brian says nobody Your wants singing. A clean version.
All right, all right. So what we're referring to there is the intro song that Brian wrote for us on the fly during our live Broadsgiving episode, which if you guys haven't come to a live show, should come to a live show. They're fun, clearly. There's a lot of stuff that gets cut out of them. But I did take it. I did take the clip that was the dirty version and made it into an opening theme song that I can use whenever I see fit. The next one is also pretty fun. This is from whatever, last week or two weeks ago, I guess. And it's hashtag homophones. Here we go. Amanda knows what I'm talking about.
Actually, also coincidentally, Daniel and I had a whole conversation about homophones and homonyms while we were on vacation. So that's why I'm laughing.
Oh, fun.
But
fun.
This too. I'm sure... As soon as I hear this clip, I will remember and we'll laugh again.
Okay. Hold on, please.
Does this roommate have a pole?
Can't be that lucky two times in a row.
I didn't get that at first.
I was skipping hashtag homophones.
Yeah, I thought that was you.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to read it and then you didn't. So I just figured I'd move on.
Yeah, that was the awkward pause.
I thought mine was, does this roommate have a pole?
Yeah, hashtag homophones.
Hashtag homophones.
Oh, they went together. I thought homophones was maybe its own thing.
No.
Which wouldn't make any sense, but unless you read it like homophones, that's probably offensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can take all of that.
Yep. Let's plow forward, shall we?
No, no, go back. Go back, please.
Okay, wait. Let me go back and I'll read the whole thing together.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that's so good. I think it was more enjoyable having forgotten about it because I got to read it.
I know, it's real. So I love that one.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.